There are no changes being made to the Simcoe County District School Board's SCDSB boundary review recommendations for Bradford. The public heard in the board's virtual Building and Facilities Standing Committee meeting on Wednesday night. As Bradford continues to grow, the town has seen an increase of elementary enrollment by 27%. Bradford has had substantial growth and continues to grow, noted Corey Van Nispen, Superintendent of Business and Facility Services at the SCDSB. To help accommodate the growing community, two new elementary schools are currently being built, one on the north side of town and one in the south, and are set to open in September 2022. The north side school will accommodate 501 students, and the south side school, 593. Back in 2018, an attendance area review, AAR, was conducted of the elementary schools in the area to create attendance areas for the two new elementary schools, with consideration of the expansion and location of the French immersion as a second language program. The board says the new proposed boundaries will help alleviate the current school capacity issues and will balance enrollment across the region. The board encouraged resident feedback using the virtual thought exchange program throughout the process and released their recommendations last spring, where many parents expressed their disappointment over the new set boundaries, after learning their children will now have to leave their current schools to attend one of the new schools. This is a much-needed report and process to help support the community of Bradford and the growth that we are seeing there, said Nipson. The boundaries for the new Bradford South School at 742 Simcoe Road will have an approximate population of 540 students upon opening, including 330 students from Chris Hadfield PS, 140 students from WH Day's, 35 growth students holding at Hun. Earl Rowe PS, 35 students holding at Sir. William Osler PS WH Day's will now have 140 French immersion students move to the North Bradford Elementary School, and continue to offer the French immersion program. Chris Hadfield PS will gain an extra 26 students, who are currently being bused to Sir William Osler PS. Their homes are located directly across from Chris Hadfield PS. With the new housing developments coming to the area, the school's population will continue to increase. The new North Bradford Elementary School at 400 Crosslands Boulevard has a projected population upon opening of 480 students, including 170 students from Fred C. Cook PS, 170 students from Fieldcrest S, 140 French immersion students from WH Day's. For Bradford's second French immersion program, Fred C. Cook PS will add an additional 90 students from Fieldcrest S. Students living north of Holland Street would attend the new Bradford North School for French immersion, and those living south would attend WH Day for French immersion. Superintendent of Student Achievement Chris Samus noted enrollment for French immersion in Bradford was divided between the north and south end, which allowed the board to split the program. He said the community will be quite happy now that more students will have the opportunity to take part in the program. Trustee Debbie Connors shared frustrations on behalf of the parents of students who attend Chris Hadfield, upset over the boundary changes, since the new school is further away. Manager Planning, Enrollment, Community Use, Andrew Kukin sympathized but noted, no matter what area would be recommended for transfer, we would be dealing with this. He said the boundary for Chris Hadfield, which will end at Langford Boulevard to the west, was more advantageous for bus routes, and that with more development coming on the west side of Langford Boulevard, it made sense to include that portion of the neighborhood into the new boundary while looking at overall numbers of students now and the future for better balance. Trustee Sarah Bites wondered why Fieldcrest will still have 12 portables, a downsize from the current 18. Are we expecting growth to decrease in this area? Or to even out? It just seems unusual that Chris Hadfield has 5, WH Day has 1, but Fieldcrest has a significant amount, she said. Kukin noted the policy of grandfathering in grade 8s as having an effect on capacity and inflated numbers at the school. There are further portables and will remain that way for a couple of years, he confirmed. The subdivisions in those areas are mature and need some time to go through the cycle with new people. He also noted Fred C. Cook has limitations on the number of portables allowed on site, 6 at the maximum, and Fieldcrest allowed for more flexibility. He assured that if the population doesn't stabilize in the next few years, the plan can be looked at and amended again. Trustee Donna Armstrong wanted to know how many more times a boundary review will need to be done. This is going to be a massive change to this community. How many years before we would have to look for another boundary realignment? She asked. Kukan noted the last AAR was done in 2008 but did not want to predict when the next one would be due to the ever-changing demographics of the town. He pointed out that the county is currently undergoing its comprehensive review, which will impact the needs of the board. In the short term, if we do it, it will be because of adjustments and remaining residences being built, he said. Armstrong pointed out how frustrating it can be for long-term residents who need to change schools, especially ones who are within walking distance. It's a very difficult thing for communities to deal with, she said, and thanked staff for all work gone into the review. I do not envy the town of Bradford next September. Trustee Jody Lloyd agreed that the AARs are difficult to do, but assured once they are complete, and people are in a routine and settled, the outcome is a positive one. We are going to be receptive to change if we grow as they are forecasting, she said. I think we are going to have to change and adapt to that growth. I think it's coming and coming very quickly. The new attendance boundaries will be implemented in September 2022, and grade 7 students, who will be in grade 8 in September 2022, will have the choice to transfer or remain in their current school to graduate. To ensure a smooth transition, the school's principals will work on exciting events to ensure students are able to meet and are part of creating the culture of the new school. To view the full AAR report, click here.